Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. I got a light yet insightful episode for you today. Well, it is Libra season after all, so I am finding that balance between spirituality and telling you what you need to hear to keep it moving. So let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. I'm going to go ahead and intro Jay on. What is up, Jay?
Hey everyone.
I want to keep it moving today. So much shit is going on personally. In a good way. Mm-hmm. Lessons. It's always lessons.
It is.
Libra season, to me, right now, represents finding that balance for me personally between the spiritual side of me and my personal side of me. I mentioned Virgo kicked my ass last couple of weeks of that season, and my foot started acting up. I got really bad sun poisoning. Sun poisoning is healed in Libra season. Foot is 99.9% healed. I thought I was going to have issues with my left foot. It's fine now. I am fucking ready to rock and roll. With that being said, it did not mean there was not lessons that were coming into play during that downtime. On today's episode, I want to talk about changing the way the river flows in your family.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned to you when I first met you,
mm-hmm.
I told you that you were going to evolve and going to change so much that you were going to change the dynamic in your family. And you were like, oh, I don't know if I could, you know, blah, blah, blah. Sounds like it was a lot of information for you to take in. You were only, what, 25 at the time?
Yeah.
And having to hear a spiritual person, well, I wasn't that spiritual at that time, always been psychic, but not nearly as developed as I am right now when it comes to delivering the message.
Yeah.
So I got on a phone call with my dad. I think it was Monday of this week. This is the purpose of today's episode.
Yeah, it was Monday.
It was Monday.
It was Monday.
And I was doing a reading and my dad calls while I'm doing the reading and I declined the call. I always decline my dad's call because it's going to be an hour of just bantering back and forth, talking shit. So I didn't feel like playing. I was like, I got a lot of work too. I can't fucking do it. But for some reason, I decided to call him right after my reading. And he was like, I didn't mean to call you. I actually meant to call your aunt. And I was like, which aunt? And he told me. And I was like, the fuck you want to call her for? And he was like, well, I had questions about my mom. And when he said that and I heard the way he said mom, I was like, this is going to be a conversation. Mm-hmm. This is going to start to get serious. And so I was like, well, what's going on? And he was like, do you know any of the stories about my mom and the family and all this stuff? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, well, what do you know? And I was like, well, why do you want to know? And he was like, because I'm starting to feel some type of ways. Oh, there's so much shit that's been going on that I haven't had a chance to talk to you about. And I was like, well, no shit. Let's hear what you have to say or whatever. I said, and I want to talk about what's going on with me. He's like, okay. And so he was telling me it's just another fucking week of bullshit. He's taken responsibility for stuff that is not his responsibility. I can't get too personal.
Mm-hmm.
And there are issues with a couple of people that he is responsible for that just keep coming up over and over again. And as much as I care for these people, I don't care for what they're doing. And their age is a reason why they're doing what they're doing. At some point in time, there has to be tough love.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've mentioned this over and over again. I'm in a place now where I don't give a fuck if you're family. If you do me wrong or you cause strife in my own life, you're out. It's done. I refuse to have that shit in my fucking life. So my dad was not complaining, but just venting about what's going on. And I let him do it. I did not interrupt him. And we started talking about family stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Dad, do you want me to give you a reading? Telling my dad that is foreign to me.
Uh-huh.
Because like I've said over and over again, as a kid growing up, they would have never thought to call me psychic. They would have said, just ask him, he'll know what to do. And my dad always trusted me as a kid to do what I needed to do, never really bothered me. I mentioned that time that I almost got arrested. And he was like, get yourself fucking home. You'll talk yourself out of it. I'm good with my dad that way.
Uh-huh.
So he was like, yeah, I want to hear what you have to say. And I was like, I'm going to talk to you as if I was talking to a client, but feel free to tell me to hold up.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be my dad still. Tell me what the fuck. And he was like, okay. So I was like, going in, I was like, Dad, you need to take a step back and realize what the fuck is going on here. You need to reclaim the reins of your own life. Because you, as an individual, forget family, forget your wife, forget everybody that's around you where you're at right now. I'm solely talking about you. You don't have any issues in your personal life. You don't. You're very much in control of what's going on in your life. You know what you're doing. It's outside influences that come in here that you feel responsible for that fuck you up each and every time. This has been a pattern of yours ever since I was a kid. You've always had a heart bigger than your own fucking brain. And you've always wanted to help, nurture, and take care of other people at your own fucking detriment. you've been told over and over again to let go. You refuse to let go because in your mind, like you told me with that bullshit excuse, blood is thicker than water. That is your family. You don't turn your back on family. Look what family is doing to you. Look what blood is doing to you. At the end of the day, Pop, is it worth it? Is it worth you feeling this way to the point where you're talking about giving up? And he's like, no, but I don't know what to do. It's simple. You stop being responsible for them. You start letting them see what they're doing has consequences to it instead of bailing them out and bailing them out with manipulation, telling them what they can do to avoid getting in trouble again. All you're doing is condoning their fucking behavior, and look what it's doing to you. It's causing problems in your life. He's like, you're right, you're right. If you know this, why can't you let go? I said, because you look at it as a sign of weakness. Yet your guides, and I'm going to get into his guides in a second, your guides are constantly confirming what you need to do on a daily basis. You refuse to accept the message. And here's where his guides are different from my guides. I told him, Dad, I don't have the luxury that you do to keep prolonging the trouble that you're in. My guides rip that shit away from me. I told him that. They always correct what needs to be corrected or take away stuff that I'm getting myself involved in. And it's hardcore. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the luxury to do what he does. And so he was like, that's another problem here. I know what I need to do. I don't know how you do what you do every day, helping people, having this or whatever. I don't want it. And I've told you before, he's a psychic. He's a medium. And he's like, I don't want this ability. You were sitting there listening to it.
Yeah.
What did you get from him?
I think that he's a lot like you. You're a lot like him. You know, you guys both care about a lot of things and you guys just put your heart in everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is with him and you, you guys both need to be a little more selfish with your guys' energies and your guys' feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what he needs to do. He loves his family. He loves his things so much that he doesn't know how to distance himself and be in a good place. You know, he's always putting others before himself.
And look where he's at.
Exactly. So he needs to be, I think he needs to be a little more selfish with everything.
So we got into the conversation of changing the way the river flows in your family. And that's the gayest thing that's ever come out of my mouth when I talked to my dad. But I was like explaining what changing the way the river flows in your family means. And I was like, Pop, you have to understand something. I love the fuck out of you. I trust you more than I trust anybody on this fucking planet. I've always been rooting for you. I've always been team dad. At the same time, I've also learned what not to do when it comes to my own life through you.
Mm-hmm.
I've also learned that lesson with my mother. My dad's way of thinking growing up was very much man up, boss up, fight. It was a very aggressive outlook towards life growing
mm-hmm.
up with him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't mind me getting involved in gang shit. He didn't mind me fighting or fucking shit up, whatever, spray painting or whatever, because that's being a badass. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like it's something that he's used to. My mother's side is all about using our looks and our own personal self to gain shit.
Mm-hmm.
Manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see both sides. And I also saw the flaws in my mom's plans for shit. I was like, you're mixing in too much emotion with what you're doing. That's the problem there. So growing up and learning the flaws of my mother, learning the flaws of my father, and learning who I was and learning the flaws through other people as far as like kids in school and lessons that I needed to learn here, it really shaped my mind up for my future when it came to myself, when it came to what I wanted out of life. And I've always been a hustler. I've always counted on myself. I've told you this before. I don't like a lot of people around me because I cannot control what happens to them. The only thing I can control is myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've also said this before too. For being the big queer that I am, I've got amazing fucking self-control and I do not flip out. I always tell you that all I need is a second of quietness and everything will work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So growing up and learning all this stuff here and getting to changing the way the river flows, it was very important for me in my life to not go down the path of my father, nothing against him, and not go down the path of my mother, nothing against her either. I just saw where it got them.
Yeah.
And so I decided to change my own path and change the way that I felt about myself, the way that I was putting myself out there, and the way that I was going to raise my kids. I spoiled my kids, but not without lesson.
Mm-hmm.
I taught them right from wrong. I taught them how to be responsible, taught them how to speak up, how to be direct, how to have manners. I've always gotten compliments on my children and their behavior. As Full House or as Family Matters or as Brady Bunch as it sounds, I cleaned the entire house for them. I cooked for them. I did their laundry. We all ate at the table. You were part of that.
Yeah.
You lived with us for a good majority of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a pretty good family unit together.
Yeah, you gave them the family that, you know, you didn't have.
Exactly. And I also kept them away from issues that would sway their way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Just because I changed the way the river flows when it came to me, didn't mean it was my responsibility to change the way the river flows for my kids' lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are still people. And I've mentioned this over and over again. Just because it's family, just because they're your kids, does not mean they are going to be loyal to you. And they're going to not hurt you. Or they're going to have that respect for you. Because at the end of the day, they're humans. A good majority of humans are, to be honest here, are disappointments. They hurt us. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying my kids are disappointments, but they chose to live their lives the way that they chose to live their lives. And they're going to have to go through their lessons. I've already did my part by raising them and doing the best that I can up until their adult years. Now it's time for them to go experience what they need to experience.
Yeah.
And I can't stop them. But at the same time, here's where tough love comes in. I will always be there to back them up if they did something wrong. If they're hurt, they're sick, I will be the first one there. But if they got themselves in a jam that they got themselves into, that's all you. Because the minute you step in and you take responsibility or ownership for their fuck up, they're always going to count on you to bail them out. Fast forward to my father, that's where he fucked up. He should have let them be kids and let them be what they needed to be on their own. You want to be a fucking badass? You want to get your ass involved in all this shit here? You better be able to back it up. Look at him now.
Yeah.
So changing the way the river flows here, going back to that, the river will always try to correct itself. It will always try to snap back to what once was.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
To the natural way of things.
To the natural way of things.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that you can count on is the way it flows for you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like I talk about changing the way the river flows in your family here. You would hope that the people that follow behind you, like we're going to get into personal stuff with you really quick here because it's a good one. It's a good lesson here. They take note of what you're doing and change their course as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal here. But sometimes, like I said, with that family dynamic there, it just sometimes won't.
Yeah. And it's hard work. You have to maintain that new river, that new flow of things.
And making sure that nothing blocks it,
mm-hmm.
nothing comes in and starts swimming in it that you don't want swimming in it.
Yeah.
So fast forward to you here. I'm going to circle to you here. You left Cali at the age of 25.
Yeah.
You moved to Oregon. You never left your house before. Never left your family. I never once questioned whether or not you were going to be able to hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, he just reminds me of somebody that you show him a couple of times and he's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So I was never too worried about your progress here. The only thing I was worried about was how you were going to communicate and how your communication was going to develop, which we're still working on throwing a little shit. But fast forward to, you know, we do the Oregon thing. We're there for 6 years. We ran that company that also broke off. And we also went down another path while we're there, which is the path that we're currently on right now. All the growing and the evolving that we've done, we have proven to ourselves that there's nothing we cannot do once we put our mind to it.
Mm-hmm.
Gay and hokey as that sounds, it is fucking true.
Yeah.
We've tested that shit. We didn't have anybody backing us up or helping us out. Everything that we did is self-made. We did it on our own. We didn't have anybody coming in here and providing opportunity for us.
Mm-hmm.
We struggled for what we have.
Absolutely.
That made us who we are, and we're still growing, we're still evolving here. So the river in your family, I'm going to say this, has changed. The reason why I'm saying that is because you had something come up just over the weekend, which was a day before the river in my family came into question, was Sunday evening. Your sister, who I use a lot for as an example here on this show because she's the closest millennial that I know, and her way of thinking took a huge fucking step this weekend.
Yeah.
This is a Scorpio Cancer Capricorn rising. It's a ball of emotion, and this is somebody that does not like getting out of their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
She's been dating her boyfriend for 7 years. Love him. He's a great guy. He's a Cancer.
Oh, horrible.
Moon in Aquarius. And Aries rising.
Uh-huh.
A lot of you guys are going to be out there saying, ooh, how does that work? Let me tell you, motherfucker, something. It works. What he lacks in emotion, that bitch makes up for in spades. What she lacks in strength, he's able to provide for her. They balance each other out. They're like the youngest old couple that I know. And she had been talking about moving out. And I was like, stop talking about it. Just start doing it. She's like, I don't know, I'm scared. I don't know if I want to do this or whatever. It's such a huge step. Well, this fucking timid, fearful, excuse-making woman took the leap on Sunday and blew everybody out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
The devil is always in the details, and that motherfucker will always tell you, mm-mm, your shovel's not big enough to dig a deeper hole for this new river that you're doing. Why don't you just go back and try to talk you out of changing the way the river flows in your life and bringing fear and insecurity in. 2 days before, or the day that she found out that they got the place, she was trying to talk herself out of it. Gave her the same shit that I gave to my dad about, you don't have any problems in your own life. Everything that you're fearful for or that you're worried about is because of other people and how you're going to make them feel. That's not your responsibility. Go enjoy your life.
Mm-hmm.
You've got as much shit as I give him, you've got an amazing fucking boyfriend. You've got your own fucking place. It's a whole new chapter for you.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it. Stop bringing in the doom and gloom here. And the worst thing, stop self-sabotaging yourself, right?
You would think she's a Virgo, right?
Horrible. Now you're going to get shit for talking about Virgos. But she did it.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it's only been a week that she's in her new place, but start of her new life.
Yeah.
Start of a new chapter. And is very, very proud of her, the way that she came and told your parents, because again, they're traditional. The one thing this little bitch said that blew me out of the water and that killed me, that I wanted to laugh, but I couldn't because it was a serious tone, is when she said, why would I want to marry him and not know what it's like to live with him? So I have to find these things out on my own. He's standing there. Her boyfriend's standing there and he's looking at her like, holy shit. But it's true. Tell me to go marry somebody without me even getting a chance to see who they are outside of just spending a couple of weekends with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have the opportunity to spend every fucking waking moment together, let's see if I really like you. But she's taking that step.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
I think it's good. I think everyone needs to be aware that it comes with a lot of responsibilities, and it's a lot of hard work to, like we were saying, to maintain that change because it always wants to correct itself. So it's active work every single day, and it's the way you have to change your mind. It's a change of mind frame, I guess, right?
That's what I preach all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a new thought process.
Yeah.
You got to give yourself the opportunity to adjust to the different way of thinking. And a lot of people get bored because the results aren't fast enough or happening for them soon enough.
Or it's too hard. It's the hardest part is changing the way like you think and the way you view
certain things. I'm so far up my own ass right now that when it comes to that fucking bullshit, you've already seen what this side of the fence looks like. You're not happy here.
Mm-hmm.
You know that there's strife, misery, and self-hate right now in your life. Not for everybody, but for people out there that are suffering. You already know what this feels like. The coulda, shoulda, woulda, the what if. Yeah, what if I decide to change the way the river flows and it doesn't work out? Well, is it any better than the way that you're fucking feeling right now?
Yeah, exactly.
Take some pride into your own life and into yourself. Live your life for you. Stop making fucking excuses about the what if, the coulda, shoulda, woulda. What if it doesn't work out? Here goes another topic we're going to go down really fast, but it's still the same thing. Read another woman the other day. This woman was bouncing back and forth from reading to reading.
Mm-hmm.
She kept changing the reading. For whatever reason, we weren't able to make the connection. And I realized the minute that I heard her voice, why there was such a delay.
Mm-hmm.
Excuses. This has to do with relationships. This has to do with the worth of you in the relationship and of the other person. Again, I go in for the first 5-6 minutes telling you what you need to hear about yourself and what things that are blocking you and keeping you from progressing. That's all said and done. I go in, I tell her all that stuff, and she's quiet. And I was like, so what do you have to say? You know, like, what is it that you want to know about? Do you feel like that resonates with you? Do you feel like I nailed what's going on in your life right now? She's like, yes, it's 100%. I understand it. I want to talk about your relationship. And she was like, yeah. And she asked me what I thought about the person in the picture. And I said, I just don't feel like there's anything there in the relationship. I feel like he doesn't know how to take you at times. And I feel like your insecurities and your fears have led to resentment in his mind when it comes to you. Because I see the look of resentment every time he looks at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her there's also issues that need to be worked out within him as far as his own personal growth and what he needs to do. But he's not at that space and time in his life here. So what he's going to do is he's going to self-sabotage and he's going to make excuses as to why he is the way that he is and blame his emotions on why he can't get anywhere. That is him. But that being said, the first thing she asks is he cheating on me? And I said, what difference does it make if he's cheating on you or not?
Mm-hmm.
What does that matter? Well, because I want to know. I want to know if he's sleeping with anybody else. I was like, the fact that you're asking that question and you have questions in regards to what he's doing behind your back, this is not a good relationship. And she was like, well, when did this all start? I'm sitting there like, it doesn't really fucking matter. We're already like 25 minutes into it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is not making any sense to you or whatever. Uh-huh. And so she was like, when did this all start happening? And I was like, something happened in April. My guides just mentioned April for you. Something happened in April where you got a good taste of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, they said April. And I was like, yeah. She goes, holy shit. And I was like, what's up? She goes, that's the month that I moved closer to him. I said, did he ask you to move closer to him? And she's all, no. And I said, and what did he do? How was his reaction when you moved closer to him? I said, was it a resentful look on his face? Was it a feeling of resentment? Like, why? And she's like, yeah. I said, you're giving yourself your own fucking reading.
Mm-hmm.
You just refuse to take no for an answer, and you refuse to see things for what they are. You refuse to accept responsibility in this relationship. I'm not saying he's a good person. Whether he's cheating on you or not, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the one for you. And love should never have to be that hard. So again, going back to these readings here and talking about people that need to change the way the river flows, it becomes such a huge responsibility to them that they don't even want to try it. Fear, insecurity, and what if always seeps in here. But again, my thing is, it can't be any worse than you're feeling right now.
It's true. It's just the way people choose to view things, like you were saying. What can be worse than this, well, than you're feeling now?
Right.
You know? Like, if you were to give this a try, you have a chance at happiness instead of feeling shitty.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you're so used to self-sabotaging yourself that the minute somebody comes in with some good insight or some good advice here, you will figure out a way to shoot it down.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not ready. They understand, but they do not have it in them to make that change.
That's so hard.
It is hard.
Like, to wrap my mind around that, like knowing what's wrong and not wanting to do anything to fix it, boggles my mind a little bit, you know?
It happens more than you realize. A good majority of people walk away with something, but there are those ones where you just know. You're not listening to what I'm telling you about the positive side of you. You're asking questions about what they're thinking. It doesn't fucking matter.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. If it has to be that fucking hard, or you're questioning everything that they're doing, that's your sign that this is not working out for you. Like, your sister knows she's got a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She never questions that.
Oh, yeah.
Her beef is taking on the feelings of other people because she's got all that water in her chart.
Mm-hmm.
It's not your problem, babe. It's preventing you from your own fucking happiness. I've gotten to the point where friends come in and they're bitching about the same thing. I don't want to hear it. How many times have I told somebody that?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. Take that shit somebody else. What do you mean, Chris? Are you mad? I've heard this 20 fucking times already, and my answer is going to still be the same. Get the fuck up and go.
Mm-hmm. They were hoping to hear something different from you.
It's not going to be different. Go see your love and light psychic for the warrior princess mentality, or the, you know, you're going to be wearing the ruby red slippers next week, you know, shit like that. It ain't happening. Get out of your own fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at on today's episode. I wanted to keep it light. We did keep it light. It's finding that balance. Really, really figure out what you need in your life to balance the rest of you out. What are you lacking? Are you, again, codependent? Do you need more independence? Do you need more grounding in your life? Figure that part out. But until you figure out who you are and what makes you work, all you're going to do is repeat the lesson over and over again.
Mm-hmm. I think it goes back to like what you were saying. Like, they already have something. They don't want to put in the work to start all over and get someone else.
So I guess at the end of the day, you like feeling miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Misery is a color that suits you. Then be comfortable wearing misery, but stop asking people for advice on shit when it's always going to lead you back to what you need to take care of, which is you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about today's episode?
It's pretty heavy.
It is. I thought it was going to be light. It's just, again, I want to make sure that I capture the essence of what's going on in my personal life on the show and all the lessons that I'm going through. Because, again, it may not be for everyone, but a good majority of people that listen to the show reach out and are always telling me, this is exactly what I needed to fucking hear. You just boosted my mood up. Mm-hmm. Well, let's keep that boost going. Let's remember that we have the power to change our own fucking lives. We just got to put the time and effort into it. You're putting so much time and effort into other things and being successful at it. That, can you imagine what would happen if you turn that energy around and put it into yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Simple. It's a simple fucking process, but nobody has the patience to do it. That's why, again, The more we lead into the future, the more things start to evolve and grow when it comes to technology. All it's going to do is hinder us from reaching ourselves, because it's all a fucking distraction. There's a pill for every fucking mood out there. Even for your dick. Your dick is down, there's a pill to get it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much shit going on out there that it's fucking ridiculous. It's keeping us from getting to ourselves. It's keeping us from us. You do realize that you were born into this life. You have your own soul, your essence, your presence, your own being. You look completely different. You are here for a fucking reason. Find out what that reason is and start walking toward it. The fact that you are seeking guidance from a psychic medium, an astrologer, an intuitive, light work, whatever the case may be, means that you want resolution. You're looking for answers. You're on a mission to find the truth. That truth is always going to lead you back to you. If you're successful in other areas of your life, you're watering that and it's flourishing and it's growing, revert that attention back to you. Water yourself. Nurture yourself. Heal yourself. Allow yourself the opportunity to grow. Maybe you're on this path because you reached a point in that pond that you're in that you've swam every corner of that pond. You're too big for it. It's time to graduate to a river. If a river's too small for you, it's time to go to a lake. If that lake is too small, then I've said this before, the end result is the ocean where you're free. That's the goal here. Keep growing and evolving. Keep ascending.
That's really powerful.
I wanted to keep it light. I keep going back to that, but that's the time and space that I'm in right now. Just so many changes, so many things to look forward to. I want to talk about this downtime. I looked at it as, I've said before, my guides kind of putting their hands on my shoulders and kind of keeping me still for right now and saying, not quite yet. It's not time to strike yet. All this other stuff. You can vouch for this. Opportunity has managed to seep its fucking way in no matter what. Because you want to know why? And this is powerful too. When you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, Everything opens up for you. Opportunity comes in no matter what. We are so conditioned to believe that we have to constantly keep things going in order for it to be fully running that we forget that we maybe have created a plan to where we can put that on autopilot so we can do us. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I always question whether or not I'm doing the right thing, whether or not I'm being impactful enough, whether or not I'm making a real statement rather than just saying shit to come out of, like, you know, I'm not saying anger or frustration, but being maybe a little bit too direct here. What's my main focus? What's my goal here? I always ask myself that shit before I post anything online or I take action here. How is this going to affect me? How is it going to impact my audience and the people that fuck with me? What am I really saying here? And again, I take that time to go within. And when you, going back really fast here, when you're on your path and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, it really, really opens up for you. And you really start to see that, again, it's not that you're not putting as much effort as you were before. It's just that it's a well-oiled machine now. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It's like, a little easier.
It's a little easier for you. And again, because you are being true to what you're doing and you're on the path that you need to be on, your guides, angels, messengers, God, Jesus, Buddha, Little Kim will reward you with what you need to keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, and if you're finding strife, you're finding misery, you're finding opposition here, that's another sign that you need to change your direction. And if you're fearful of the what if I do go down that path and it doesn't work out here, again, it can't be any worse than what you're fucking feeling right now. Maybe time to switch it up.
Yeah. If one thing's not working, try a different.
Exactly. But really, really put the time and effort into it. Don't go try it just for, you know, well, I tried this and it didn't work out here. Mm-hmm. Because again, a new process, a new way of thinking takes time to adjust to. You're not just going to jump into it and just, you know, here we go or whatever, because it's altering your way of thinking and what you do on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So give yourself the opportunity to grow. Remember, you need to have patience. You need to really, really absorb the lessons that are coming in here and really taking a good look at yourself from the outside to see what improvements you need to make. Again, going back to your buckets of life here. Do I need more water? Do I need more emotion in my life? Do I need more air to get rid of some of this fucking stagnant way of thinking or the one track mind that I have here? Do I need fire to spice up my life and make me a little bit more spicy and a little bit more, you know, putting myself out there? Or do I need earth? Do I need to, am I so far out there and so far ahead of the game that I need grounding? Figure that shit out for yourself. Take that time to figure out what you need.
That's beautiful.
You're so dumb. That's truth. It is true.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about sex on today's episode. I wanted to get into all that, but I'm going to dedicate a whole episode to that. And I want to bring on, you've got to really, really make the mics shine for this. Because I want to bring in a couple of women. I need a couple. There's going to be three of us. You need to get another mic in here to do this show. I reached out to my girl, my love, Marissa Mendez, for answer on something. Because when I went to go see her, her and I were doing what we do, talking shit, talking about music, talking about being boss bitches and leveling up and all this other fucking shit. We always kick down sex. We always talk about fucking because our ways of fucking are very similar. We were both into pretty much the same shit. And we were talking about your lover, you know, pet names that you call your lover. And, you know, the main one is always babe or love. And I used to call another boyfriend of mine lover. I used to say, hey, lover or whatever. And
it's okay.
I know. But there's one word. And you guys, I want to hear from you because I want to put this on the next episode. There's one word out there that is just the boss of all words that you can call your dude, your man, your boo, your love. And that word is daddy. Do you ladies, and maybe you gentlemen out there, maybe some of you guys out there know that word. Do you know what it means to call your boo daddy? And Marissa and I were talking about that, and she was talking about, you know, guys that she had dated, and that, you know, there was one that she called daddy, and she was like, because, and I was like, you don't need to tell me why you called him daddy, because I'm going to tell you why you call him daddy. And you and I were having this conversation. I was like, there's one guy that I dated that I called daddy, and that's because, hear me out, he not only fucked me so good, but he took care of me so good that no, there was no other word, and this is blurted out during sex. There's no other word that you could use other than daddy.
What?
Yes. And because, again, he, not to be disgusting, not to be gay here, but he fucked me so good. He took care of me so good. He was that hard energy that I needed, that dominant energy to where, again, it reminded, I don't have
Daddy issues.
Like, I want to fuck my dad or anything, but there's only one man that I trust in my entire life other than you is my father.
Uh-huh.
And I've said this at the very beginning of the podcast. I never had to worry when my dad was around.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he'd come over and spend the night over at my place, I never worried about locking the fucking doors.
Mm-hmm.
I never worried about anything. He needed to take my car. I never worried that he was going to fuck my car up. I just gave him the keys to my car.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing in a relationship. When you date a guy that's like that, you will do anything for that motherfucker. It's not codependent. He just hit something in you that just opened the shit right out of you that you're like, I can let go. So ladies out there, for maybe, I don't know if it's going to be next week's episode or the week after that, I want to hear your thoughts on some names that you call your boo that mean, I mean, we can use the babe and the love and all that other stuff, but I want to hear words like daddy. I want to know what gets you off or what you look for in a relationship. What would be the ideal relationship for you when it comes to your man and the things that he can do for you to call him daddy?
That's crazy. I never thought about it that way until you said it.
Well, I mean, you're straight. What are you going to do? Call? I mean, you would have to be your girl's daddy.
Yeah.
Have you ever called a girl a pet name?
No. Not a pet name. Not like a pet name, but like babe and stuff like that.
That's a pet name. Okay, let me ask you this, Mr. Fucking Moon in Libra. Have you ever called a girl anything other than her name in a loving way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you have names for that. But again, when it comes to a gay man, which I am, and a straight woman with a man in their life, I've said this before, I'm looking for a straight acting man, one that can fucking put me in my place, to call them daddy, you know you've struck gold. Or at least they've given you that opportunity to feel like you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it doesn't work out, there's something about them that you just was like, oh. That feeling they gave you.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be a lesson that you need to learn for yourself, that that's a feeling that you've never felt before and that you're going to want to look for in another relationship if that one doesn't work out. Because it's a huge lesson and it teaches you, or it taught you, what made you feel good. What part of that man, that relationship, that woman, whatever the case may be, allowed you the opportunity to let go and be like, you know?
Well, you just said it right now. You know, they dicked you out so good, you called them daddy. That's pretty much what you should have said.
It's a lot more than just being dicked out. It's just that feeling of, like, security and comfort that, I mean, the only word that can describe it is daddy. But that's where we're at. I want to talk about that on next week's episode here. I want to talk about your names for your, I don't want to talk about pet names, but I want to talk about what, again, gets you off, or what would it take in a relationship for you to call that person daddy, or for you to feel secure? Let's do relationships next time, you guys. What do you guys think? What do you think? Want to do that?
You should do it.
Fantastic. So I think we're good on today's episode.
Yeah.
I wanted to keep it light. We were just going down a whole different path here, but this is Libra season. I'm here for it. It's shaping up for a really good Scorpio season. We're good with today's episode. I'm going to go ahead and end it here. For those of you wanting insight as to what you can do to change the way the river flows in your family, or what you can do to change your life around so you're not repeating what some may call a family curse, or that's just the way that it's been in my family, reach out for a reading. Sign up for a half-hour session at chrismedina.guide. We can do an hour, but let's start off with a half hour. I've said this over and over again. A half hour in Chris time is not 30 minutes. It's anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. You let me worry about the time. If you feel like you need an hour-long session, we will discuss it at the time of your half-hour session. Do not worry about that. Sign up for your reading at chrismedina.guide. For those of you wanting to hear my inspirational quotes, or see what I'm doing, see what pictures I'm taking, or just see me in my everyday life, feel free to visit my social media outlets, which is at Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Check me out. See what I'm about. For those of you wanting to discuss daddy in a relationship, wanting to discuss how you can change the way the river flows in your family, or what you did to change the way the river flows in your family, or want to drop show ideas, or want to talk about ghosts, or your ability, my ability, whatever the case may be, or maybe it's just to say hi, hit me the fuck up. askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. Drop us a line. We're more than happy to read it. I love it. It gives me so much joy to hear what the fuck you guys are talking about and the little jokes that you guys share with me. Reach out. I want to hear from you. So this is Chris Medina, changing the way the river flows with this podcast, and my sidekick Jay saying we are out.
Bye.